We have a basketball program that we all expect to compete in the Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam for our Under 16 recap after Illinois beats Monmouth 103-65. We can talk about this game. We can talk about the UMKC game as well from Friday night. But I'll kind of defer to the three. I missed really most of the first half because of work. I didn't miss much. I'm seeing now after putting up 63 in the first half. So I'll kind of let you guys just kick off from what it looks like a pretty fun ball game here this evening.
Yeah, turns out we are actually good at shooting threes after starting Monmouth. What was that, like 1 for 19? Like, this was a lot more fun to watch. And Terrence Shannon Jr. putting up 38-4. He's the alpha.
Yeah, if I told you that four of our starters today would have combined for 24 points, and as a team we had 18 turnovers, I would have been like, whoa. Like, that must have not been a good game, but good thing we got Terrence Shannon putting up 30. I mean, there was at no point of today's game was there any doubt in our mind, but right. But like, it is kind of crazy that it was 30 points by Terrence, 21 by Jaden, which I'm re-putting our take as like my take as like Jaden Epps could actually be the guy. As the last episode, I said that he was not the guy. And then the episode before that, I said we need him to be the guy. So I'm just going snip, snap, snip, snap. Overall, an amazing performance by everyone. I mean, we looked pretty, pretty solid. And it was the exact right game that we needed after whatever happened on Saturday.
Oh, we're going to bring that up in the second minute of this, of Saturday, of us, you know, me, Josh, and Johnny were there on Saturday. We still feel a little cold from that. So this was definitely a nice like soul cleanser. And it was one of those things where like you cannot score enough points tonight. Like you're up 40-30 at halftime. Like that's not enough. Like I want to win by 125 and even that won't make me feel good enough. So like this was definitely soul cleansing a little bit to see that.
Yes, it makes me like 3% less sad about the Purdue game, just seeing them absolutely dominate. And also, if someone were to tell you one stat about the game and it was that Brandon Lieb fouled out, what would your reaction to that be?
I'd be like, did they stretcher off Dane with an injury and Coleman when they ran into each other and were out of centers? I mean, that's no offense to Brandon. I think that actually I would say that he just got a shit ton of playing time because we kicked their butts. So that would probably be more realistically what I would say, which is kind of what happened. Like I was commenting to Johnny, like when I turned the game on, the first thing I heard was Brandon Lieb checking back into the game. And I'm like, oh, back into the game. What does that mean? Like that's good news, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. How many minutes do you guys think he played?
Like nine, maybe no, like seven.
Yeah, it was eight. Not a great foul efficiency.
Let's see. He was 1 for 1. He had like a nice bucket there. Yeah, 5 fouls, 2 turnovers, a block, a couple boards. But these are the things in which we talk about. I mean, good for Brandon.
But in terms of like physicality amongst big men, I also love Dane Danger just being addicted to setting really hard screens on guys. And like that one poor guy, he just kept, like that guy's going to wake up with bruises tomorrow. The amount that he just Dane should be like moonlight as an offensive lineman.
Oh, he's got the body for it. Yeah. It's got to feel so good. I mean, as a small guy myself, I don't know what that's like, but it's got to be such a good feeling to be like a large human being and get to just inflict force upon other human beings that also happen to be large, but slightly less large than you. Like, I would imagine that's a fun feeling.
And yeah, I feel like Dane was the big takeaway from the game before, was just like him 2015, just the way that he moves, even some of the passing that he does. Like he's just a real new flair that we didn't see from, like Kofi was credible, but just like very different player. And I have seen some people say they almost implying that they would rather have Dane or he's a breath of fresh air. And I would 1,000 times take Kofi back, but he has been awesome. It's been very fun to watch.
I guess it's just from the years of just reading Robert's articles or listening to him on podcasts. But we walked up to that tailgate on Saturday after the game on Friday, just asking, is Dane a thing? Like, and that's just like in the most Robert voice ever. If Dane's a thing, then like ... can happen. And so that was the takeaway from both, I guess, the first three games of the season was, if Dane is a thing, then we have such a different type of player. I feel like we've just gone through so many different versions of Dane in the past, whether it's like Adonis De La Rosa, Mike Thorne,
Higgs
wasn't even a thing. But like we finally go ahead,
Josh. I think his play style is a little bit of like a less frustrating Georgie. Like he's a good passer. He's got good footwork. He's probably a better defender. But
yeah, you know why he's not frustrating? Do you know why he's not frustrating?
Oh, Josh, here we get to regurgitate Josh's love for Georgie here.
He's not making any like obscene like gestures. Like I love a guy that like is so passionate, but also just calm down in the points where you got to calm down. And Dane's yet to do that. So that's why I might love him.
Like Devin Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
My God. Old men yell at clouds. You guys want to call
had
like,
what you had the that? Old men you had the old men yell at clouds take the other day, didn't you? What was your man yelling?
I don't know. What was it?
When
was I an elderly man yelling at the clouds the other day?
Oh, you had one that was so old man yelling at clouds.
All right. Well, until
I have to go back to it.
Fine. Until we pull the tape here. You know what? I know your history of Georgie has long been documented, Josh. You know, on and off, whatever. Fine. So yes, if Dane can be a thing, obviously he didn't have the same game. I mean, he had 15 points and only four rebounds today compared to like, you know, however many, it was like 15 in the last game 15. Or something like that. Yeah. 15. Yeah. I mean, let's really quick also just talk, you know, hit on UMKC again. Like it was the Dane Danger game, probably not too much to add. At this point from that game, but we haven't recorded since then. So if Dane can be a thing, I guess that's really just the takeaway from that of like, oh, maybe this big man is like not just a backup big man and is like the big man that we need to replace Kofi.
All this being said, he is shooting 80% from the field, which I don't like to get too high on when someone's playing that well, because you know it's gonna like, it's like Aaron Jordan in his non-con games, like you know he's going to return back to Earth, so it's like, I'm always kind of like, let's kind of see what happens when that shooting percentage does sort of
all that we can't do right now is have like a 3 is the magic number kind of montage going out, but like a Danger version of it, because that's what jinxed Aaron Jordan when he got into conference play.
That's a good reminder. I mean, we can pump the brakes a little bit on the fact that we've played 3 awful teams, and specifically you like UMKC played LSU tough, but Monmouth lost by 47 to Virginia, so they contributed a bit to the reason why this game was a blowout. And I guess we're going to learn a lot these next 2 games against UCLA and either Baylor or Virginia.
And here's what I think we should do before we flip the page to like some of the big boy games here. We have the 3 cupcakes. Let's each give like 1 overreaction and then let's just turn the page. So my overreaction.
Wait, overreaction. No, I'm just going to say overreaction and then trust rankings of just the 4 freshmen. Your personal
You're the trust rankings either.
Just the 4 freshmen.
I'll defer to you. Overreaction. You know what? Our 3-point shooting is not going to be a problem. The whole 1-for-18 aberration. We started from the field. We're going to shoot lights out this weekend, and 3-point shooting is not going to be a problem, especially when we get Luke Goody back. So all this chit-chat about who's going to shoot the ball, who's going to shoot the 3, not an issue. That's my overreaction. And I trust all the freshmen, Josh. I trust them all. Josh is looking at me. Like
My overreaction, which I'll give you, is that based on just what we've seen in a combined effort from the first 3 games, and it's sad to say, I think when Brad starts shrinking down the lineup, And it's not the hottest of take because this is kind of what was expected. And everyone does want him to play, but we're not going to see much of Sincere Harris come conference play.
That's probably like very much so a very fair.
Not an take. Overreaction. I don't know if you can put him in the lineup right now because there's so many other guys.
Yeah.
Trust fair. Rankings of the freshmen, though, obviously, based on what I just said, Sincere at the bottom. Even though I love his energy, I'm not saying anything bad about him. I can't wait to watch him for the next 3.5, 4 years. There's still 4 years. This year still like pretty much not even started yet. So 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So trust rankings, Sky. Sky is killing it as a starting point guard. Like he's doing everything that we've asked him to do. And he looks like just the rock that you need to lead a transition offense. And that's there. Ty, not that far behind than Jaden, but Jaden's so important. He's like, if he can score like he did today, wow.
Yeah, I mean, Maddie and I were talking about it when they were showing Luke Goody and how he's still not even in the lineup yet. And we're like, wow, there's only so many minutes for so many guys. And we did say, Jaden Epps, you're going to need to see if he can actually play defense in the Big Ten as a freshman who's undersized. So we would love to see that shooting, but he's still a long way away from proving that. And 3 cupcake games, we haven't learned much. But I totally agree with you on Sky. I mean, 6 assists today in 21 minutes. Like, that was – he's leading the offense, only took 2 shots, made both of them. Like, sometimes when you hear guys with 5-star pedigree, you're like, oh, they got to make it about me. They got to shoot the ball. They got to get their shots up. You see it sometimes with, like, Kentucky players where those guys just don't mesh early because they're used to how it was in high school. And – Sky has done an awesome job as just being a guy on the team. And did he struggle the first game with 5 turnovers? Yes. But then he corrected it game 2 with no turnovers. So really, really impressed with him through the first couple of games.
Sam, do you want to overreact to something?
Mine's a bit morbid. My overreaction is went back and watched the UMKC game. I don't know if I'm convinced Coleman Hawkins has taken a significant leap this year. Mm-hmm. He was 5-for-8 in the UMKC game, 5-for-8 from 3 in the UMKC game, which contributed to a lot of his 23 points. At no point during the first 3 games do I feel like he's looked amazing, creating opportunities with the ball in his hands. It's been a lot of catch and shoot or being able to score from 3. I feel like that being able to create opportunities with the ball in his hands is going to be like the key thing, knowing he's not the quickest guy for him to overcome. So hoping that comes in due time, but that's my morbid overreaction.
I love that I love that you're calling it morbid because you know that him not taking that leap is like pretty killer for this team.
Yeah, I'm just going to boot
it. It's not a deal.
This is Isaiah Livers' year.
I hope it is.
He's hitting a buzzer beater to send us to the Sweet 16. Absolutely. So I have a question for you guys. Do you guys think Vegas has ever seen a group of boys in their mid-20s? Like, I don't think Vegas, like 8 guys, they don't know what's coming, right? Like, Vegas they do not know what's coming. God, I'm so excited. We finally get to turn the page. Vegas this weekend, UCLA Friday night. Like, it's on now. You had your 3 games, you warmed up. Like, here we go, fully. Josh, I know you're itching to say it. I know you want to say it so badly, don't you?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of it, but 10% off using the code in our in our Twitter profile. Use the link, use the code Boardroom. You'll get 10% off both games, not one game, both games.
What I will say is, you haven't gotten tickets now. Wow.
Yeah, if you haven't gotten tickets yet, wow. What I will say is, I circled this weekend on my calendar, the day that this came out, and I've been so excited to go and watch games in Vegas and be with all the Illini fans in Vegas. We have 3 games. One of them's on TV, but it's going to be very, very exciting. My quick reaction on what my prediction for this weekend, we lose the first, win the second. I'm looking at our timer here. So I'm looking at our timer here. I know we have to get our predictions in.
Yeah, over under on the weekend is 1.5 wins. I would say
I think it might be a half. I think
it's a half. It might be a half. It might be a half. It might be 1. I would say it's 1. It's 1, isn't it? It's 1. You Sam, you going over 1?
I'll say even.
Even on 1, Johnny.
Depends how Dane Mac Etienne do.
Yeah. I'm saying I'm excited for us to be ranked in the top 10 after this week, after we went both weeks. I do like the fact that the three teams who are in it are all ranked ahead of us, so I can make excuses if we do end up losing both of those games. But I'm genuinely really excited to see how this team matches up against real talent, because they've looked good. But so I think we're all going to hedge our bets and say one win.
Yeah. I think anything above one is a pretty awesome weekend. And probably is considered a success, I would imagine. Yes, I mean, spread for the UCLA game. Yeah.
Wait, sorry. Are we, were you guys making the bets with including three games or two games?
Three.
I was also thinking that. I wasn't sure.
I was thinking two.
I don't know how much that changes.
It doesn't change much.
Would you go 0-2 to win Michigan?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, because I think absolutely. that gets you back in the to move in the West again, maybe. Like, oh man,
there's so many more games to win on the back end of like the basketball season. It's not like we're out of the tournament, like losing these two games.
Our 17 is showing so hard.
Yeah.
Look, if you're in Vegas, let us know. Hit us up. We're very excited, if you can't tell. Anything else before we get out of here? I mean, we're gonna get some content going in Las Vegas, maybe after we've had some fun. But
I mean, I feel like I'm excited because RJ Melendez has yet to have a breakout game yet, and that one's still coming. So UCLA, be wary of that. And also, I feel like got a little Mac Etienne revenge game for us. He was there visiting as a recruit back when we were winning, and he decided to go elsewhere. I don't know. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
I was gonna ask,
and obviously the Danger Meyer revenge game is gonna be crazy if we play Baylor in the championship.
Oh, last question. Wait. Guess the spread and get out of here. Go, Johnny. Spread for UCLA.
I'm going to say Bruins -2.5.
Josh?
I was going to say 4.5.
Sam?
-5. They have a bit of a time zone advantage.
Good point. Yeah, I was going to go.
Like an evening game is really going to affect
half
us.
Half a point time. Yeah, exactly.
We will have more fans there.
True. That's a very good point. They can't even sell out Pauley Pavilion.
Yeah, I'm going somewhere between 4 and 5.
That's just the most waiver line ever.
Yeah, we're gonna work on getting these unders under. We're about like a minute over. That's not bad, honestly. That's not
bad. The intern was supposed to cut us off.
Yeah, we'll cut off a minute here and there. We'll find something to cut off. All right, we will see you all in Vegas for the next episode of the Boardroom. We'll catch you on the next one, everyone. ILL.